Thank you for directing your internet connection to this sermon audio page for Geneva Orthodox Presbyterian Church. You can learn more about Geneva Presbyterian at www.genevaopc.org. Geneva meets for worship each Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m.
Let's turn together to the book of Proverbs, chapter 30, as we consider the fourth petition, give us this day our daily bread. And you'll see particularly at the end of this passage in verses 8 and 9, an echo of that prayer to give us this day our daily bread. Proverbs 30, the first 9 verses. The words of Agur, son of Jakob, the oracle. The man declares, I am weary, O God. I am weary, O God, and worn out. Surely I am too stupid to be a man. I have not the understanding of a man. I have not learned wisdom, nor have I knowledge of the Holy One. Who has ascended to heaven and come down? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has wrapped up the waters in a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name and what is his son's name? Surely you know. Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar. Two things I ask of you, deny them not to me before I die. Remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me. Lest I be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God. The grass withers and flower fades, but God's word abides forever. The previous petition in the Lord's Prayer ends in heaven. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But to those who object to the Christian faith because it is otherworldly and denies the earthly and the physical, notice how in this petition, give us this day our daily bread, our 2 feet are planted on terra firma, back on the soil of earth. Our faith and prayer, which has ushered us into the heavenly throne room, to ask God that we would serve him as the angels serve him above, also leads us back to our kitchens and to the dining room. Because God is the maker of heaven and earth. So far from denying or downplaying the tangible and the physical, the Word of God dignifies the life of the body. God knows that we are flesh. He knit us together in the flesh with all the amino acids and white blood cells and all that we are made of in fearful and wonderful ways. And this petition tells us that God renews us and strengthens us in our flesh and in our bodily daily needs. Now, at the end of this chapter, Jesus will be very clear that life is more than food and the body more than clothing. You can't reduce life to the things of the flesh, what we take in and what we put out. But Jesus also reminds us that as we look to him and seek first his kingdom, that our heavenly Father knows we need daily provisions and daily sustenance. Your Heavenly Father knows you need these things. And so the God who has lavished upon us every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ is not going to leave you naked and not going to leave you hungry, but will continue to care for you. So even on the level of something so mundane as eating a sandwich or a bowl of soup, Christ tells us that all good gifts are sent from heaven above. In this petition, "Give us this day our daily bread," we're asking for God's good gifts in this life and our contentment with them. 3 points today. Firstly, from his hand. Secondly, in our need. And lastly, for this day. Well, firstly, from his hand. If on our end we have received a meal or enjoyed rest, on the other side there has been a giving, a bestowing of that bread and of that rest. We're supposed to trace it back to God's fatherly hand. Now, as a kid, and I'm sure you kids like playing connect the dots, I enjoyed playing this because all these dots look rather messy and incoherent on the page. But then you start connecting the dots and it comes together. In our lives, we have all kinds of dots that look rather unorganized. Dots of waking up, putting on clothes, eating our morning oatmeal, and getting in the car to go to work or school. And in a way, this petition enables us to connect the dots and to say that all that we do and all that we endeavor to do is under the care and provision of God. Whatever we have and whatever we are able to accomplish is because the Lord guides us and keeps us. This petition is all about Jehovah Jireh, God as our provider. And what he gives is indeed sufficient and enough for us. I remember appreciating the question that I read a while back. And that is, do you see this world as a wall or as a window? And what the person meant by the question was this: if you are not a believer in Christ, you stop with your senses, what you taste and what you touch. And that's pretty much it. You eat and drink and seek to be merry, but there's nothing beyond that. It's a wall to you. But for those who know the Lord, we look through these gifts and see that there is one behind these gifts, giving them to us. The Father of lights, the giver of every good and perfect gift. And so we receive even our daily bread in a way with God's own signature on it. God's from signature, from him to us. It's from his hand. Now, there's a lot more interest in the sourcing of products today than there was even 20, 30 years ago. It used to be that you go to the grocery store and you just want to buy a cup of coffee or a bag of coffee. And now, there's all these questions. Where did it come from? Who grew it? Is it fair trade? Was some corrupt government going to take the proceeds? And some of these companies will even put the name and face of the farmer, the coffee farmer, right there on the bag, so you know where it comes from. However, the sourcing question really needs to be pushed even further back than where it was grown and who grew it. And that is to God himself. Because who sent the sun? And who sent the rain to the earth where the produce has grown? God is the source of it all. The Bible tells us that from him and through him and to him are all things. The whole process of how we receive bread is superintended, overseen, governed by God's providential hand. Now, it's interesting, isn't it? Give us this day our daily bread. Bread is not directly grown from the earth. It takes some kind of an oven or a baker. So when it comes to this petition, we're actually praying for something that humans are involved in producing. Give us this day our daily bread. And so the question might come to you, and should come to us, who gives us this bread? The baker or God? And the answer is both. Because God providentially works through means. He works through means. He said even in the beginning, let the earth bring forth trees and plants good for fruit. Whatever great and many means he has used to supply you with what you need, he is the one who is behind it. Which is why Luther liked to remind us that when we go to the neighborhood butcher or the grocer, we are in a sense seeing the hands of God at work as he gives to us what our daily provision is. Give us this day our daily bread. You know, this petition is actually grounded in God's covenant faithfulness. We're brought to God's covenant with Noah, aren't we? With all of creation in Genesis 8 and 9. And there, he told Noah, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Bread, you could say, is the fruit of God's covenant promise made to all of creation for all the families of the earth. God has created the world in the beginning, but he has not vacated the premises and left it to itself to spin out how it would. No, he continues to be in this world to give life and vitality and renewal. The Psalms tell us, you send forth your spirit, and they are created. You renew the face of the ground every day. In other words, the world is just as much dependent on the Lord for its continued existence as it is for its original existence in the beginning. Give us this day our daily bread. Now, we go to the store, especially in our country. And there's not just one kind of bread, but many kinds. Rye, wheat, raisin, potato, cheese bread. And the question we usually ask ourselves is not, will I have any bread at all, but what kind will I have? There are shelves and shelves of it. And how terribly easy it is for those familiar with this to let a kind of presumption set in, of course I will have my daily bread. Of course it will always be there for me. As long as I have money in one hand, there will always be bread for the taking. But to the extent we fall into this outlook, we need what we can call an of course correction. If you think about those who have survived hurricanes and disasters, they saw how uncertain it was to have their next day's bread. We need to seek the Lord because it is from His hand that comes these gifts. From His hand. But secondly, in our need. If you're proud, you will refuse to pray this. In America, I can think of the figure of the frontier man. I'm self-sufficient. I will cut my own wood and hew my own cabin logs, and I don't need a helping hand. In fact, the only helping hand I need is at the end of my own arm. But there's a kind of blindness that can result from this. Despite the commendable working and diligence that exhibits, yet none of us can stand on our lonesome. None of us can go it by ourselves without any assistance and without any help. We need to look to the Lord because, as the Psalms tell us, unless He builds the house or unless He blesses the bread, they labor in vain who build it. Praying this petition, then, give us this day our daily bread, puts us in our place, doesn't it? As needy and dependent creatures. That is what we are. It forces us, when we pray this, to own our vulnerability and to own our need. How fragile we are. We're not self-sufficient. We're not self-sustaining. Every time we eat that carrot or chicken drumstick or corn on the cob, we are affirming that we are created, we're part of this created order, and we need the continued created order to sustain our lives. I am not autonomous. I am not independent. I am not the source of renewable and inexhaustible energy in myself. Only God has all life and energy in Himself. God does not need to eat or sleep. He's not dependent on anything outside of Himself for life and goodness. But we, every day, when we sleep, when we eat, are confronted with our neediness. And yet, God does not despise us because of our neediness. How many of us would be happy to help someone and give something to someone who asked, perhaps once or twice, if they said, hey, can you assist me with this? But what about every single day if they came to you needing help and needing provision? And yet, you see, God loves to give. God delights in showing His generosity. Give us this day our daily bread. God opens His hand, which is full of goodness, and fills our empty hands every day. I know of chefs who are very skilled in their craft, who will make a very delectable meal. And after they've prepared that gourmet meal and it's sent out to the guests in the restaurant, they'll take a peek from the kitchen to watch the reaction of the customer who is enjoying this dinner. Now, God loves to provide for us, and he's delighted in our grateful reception of his gifts. Ecclesiastes 2:24, there is nothing better for a person than that he should eat and drink and find enjoyment in his toil. This also I saw is from the hand of God. This petition, our daily bread in Scripture, is connected with the bread that follows from labor and work. Because there is a sense in which it's not our bread if it's gotten through theft or violence. There is a legitimate our daily bread inasmuch as it follows from the way we are meant to acquire that bread. Paul, on a few occasions, connects these two, work and bread. In 2 Thessalonians, for example, 3, there are some which walk disorderly, working not at all. Such we command that they work and eat their own bread. And so, when we pray for our daily bread, we're also asking for God to protect us and secure us and grant us the energy we need to labor unto him. Now, after the fall, this does involve more than work. It's also now toil and trouble and frustration. God told Adam after he sinned that by the sweat of your brow, you will now gain food and eat bread. But there's still an essential goodness to work that is built into the creation. For we were made in the image of God, who himself worked on those 6 days and rested on the seventh. And so when we pray, give us this day our daily bread, part of what we are praying is that we would be able to devote ourselves to the callings that God has given to us in a way that is free of discontent and ungratitude. That we would even lose ourselves in our work as we work not ultimately for self-fulfillment, but for the good of our neighbor and as servants of the Lord. God will provide for us in our times of need. He did that for Elijah. We read of the story of Elijah in 1 Kings. And he's on his way back to Mount Sinai to meet with the Lord. And he grows so exhausted that he sleeps under this broom tree and tells the Lord in despair, I can't take it anymore. End my life right now. I can't go on. Here's the prophet waving the white flag of surrender. I can't continue to fight the good fight. Now, in those depths of discouragement and of despair, what does the Lord do? Firstly, he allows Elijah to take a really long nap because he needs rest. But upon awakening, notice how God understands the needs of this prophet. The angel bakes him some pancakes and feeds him, gives a jug of cool water for him. He knows that Elijah was hungry and at the end of his rope with nowhere to go. And he needed the Lord to speak to him, which he would at the end of that chapter. But even before that, God in his compassion, God in his gentleness, brought to him that material ministry of bread and water for his reinvigoration and recommitment to serve him. God will take care of you. You need not be anxious about your life. You need not be consumed with worry. Now notice, this is daily allotment or allowance, our daily bread. It's not daily scotch and T-bones or bluefin tuna. I've heard it said we're to pray for our needs and not our greeds. Supply me, Lord, with the food you prescribe for me. God will continue to provide for you. When it comes to the things of the kingdom of God, you are to pray for wealth. Lord, don't give me only part of Christ. Give me all of the Lord Jesus, all of his wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. When it comes to our union with Christ, we are not in an austerity mode. We have God giving to us so much more than we can ask or imagine. In Christ, we have an inheritance which simply cannot be calculated in terms of its greatness and grandeur. But when it comes to the things of this life, we're not to seek for opulence or luxury. Yes, we can be thankful if they happen to come to us, but we are to simply ask God for what is sufficient and what he, in his providence, chooses to give. Give me the food I need to live through today. And you know, for Christians, we recognize that this is a good thing, and it is sanctifying. Because as we read from Proverbs, to have our guts stuffed to the gills actually is spiritually precarious. The word boredom comes from a French word which means to stuff. And the more we are stuffed with the riches of this life, if you think about it, the more bored we tend to get. The more we have, the more we cram our mouths full, the more we live in sheer boredom. And so, when we pray, give us this day our daily bread, we are asking for the joy of what God gives to us. From his hand, in our need, lastly, for this day. When we pray this every day, we are praying to live each day in faith and trust in God's precious promises to us. Now, as the disciples first heard this, they almost certainly thought about the manna in the wilderness. Remember back to Exodus 16. There, the people of God are in a place with no fertile soil, no seed time and harvest. How are we going to fend for our lives? How are we going to have our next meal? Can God spread a table in the wilderness? And remember that God does give to them their daily bread. Manna is this kind of dew that turns into wafers or crackers, and the people of God ask, what is it? That's what manna means. What is it? And God told them every day to go out and collect just enough for that day. Some, perhaps entrepreneurs or with other motivations, thought, well, I'll try to save up more than that day's allotment. And when they tried to do that, the manna spoiled and turned rotten. And the question that God was posing to the people as he commanded them to gather for themselves their daily bread was, are you going to trust me today? Are you going to trust me on this day? Not tomorrow or the day after tomorrow or next week, but today. Because tomorrow has enough trouble of its own. Do not boast about tomorrow, the proverb says, for you do not know what a day may bring. As we eat, then, our daily bread, we are to depend upon God to give us even more than daily bread, which is his word, to strengthen us. This petition shows us that God, whose grace and faithfulness are beyond calculation, nonetheless shows his grace not in one lump sum, but in daily allotments. Just like we don't tell our children, well, what's your 10-year plan or 20-year plan? Rather, seek to obey today. So God does not start in our lives by giving us 10,000 loaves of bread and asking us to make of it what we will. No, this petition tells us that God allots for us each day according to its need. If we were to make a checklist for everything we had to do in the next calendar year, we would surely become overwhelmed at all that was asked of us. But instead of taking everything in one large chunk, one large bite, God tells us day by day to walk with him, day by day to entrust ourselves to him while doing good, day by day to not become weary in doing good, for we will reap and harvest if we do not give up. And so, in conclusion, when we pray this, three things that we are then asking God to do. Firstly, giving us hearts to serve him. Not simply, Lord, feed me, but feed us, O Lord, so that I might minister to you, so that I might use the good gifts that you have given to seek first your will. While it is still called today, God is saying, will you sink your teeth into my word, and will you find renewal there? Not only to serve God, but to thank God. As we receive our daily bread, we are to return thanks to him. Gratefulness starts by seeing all that God has given, even the small things, as tokens and manifestations of his goodness to us. And according to the Lord's Prayer, receiving this daily bread will be a kind of starting place into the rest of what he'll provide for us as children. The forgiveness of sins, the ability to forgive others, deliverance from temptation and the evil one. But it starts by thanking God for his gifts. To serve God, to thank God, and lastly, to be content in what he gives to us. Lord, help me to be satisfied and content in whatever you give to me. I will not ask for more than I need. Forgive me for my indulgence and my distrust. Lord, give us this day our daily bread, that in eating and drinking I might glorify you. Let us pray. Lord, we do thank you that you are our Father, and you who clothe the lilies of the field and feed the birds of the air will certainly clothe and feed us, for we are your children. And so, Lord, we do pray that you would write your word on our minds and our hearts, and that our response to you would be one of joyful obedience. We pray all these things in Christ's name. Amen.